paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
WGN, we're just figuring out which of these cuts to play from the hearings today, because as I was listening to them, one was just more fascinating than the other. But I still think maybe we should just replay the one that we played earlier, Elif, and that is when they were just starting to read President Trump's tweets from last month, or was it earlier this month? It was early in March when he said that Barack Obama had tapped his lines. And so, you know, the sort of $64 question is, at least to the two people that were testifying today, do you believe that there is any evidence to support that?
I want to begin by attempting to put to rest several claims made by the president about his predecessor, namely that President Obama wiretapped his phones. So that we can be precise, I want to refer you to exactly what the president said and ask you whether there is any truth to it. First, the president claimed, quote, terrible. Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism, unquote. Director Comey, was the president's statement that Obama had his wires tapped in Trump Tower a true statement?
With respect to the president's tweets about alleged wiretapping directed at him by the prior administration, I have no information that supports those tweets, and we have looked carefully inside the FBI. The Department of Justice has asked me to share with you that the answer is the same for the Department of Justice and all its components. The department has no information that supports those tweets.
The president accused Mr. Obama and presumably the FBI of engaging in McCarthyism. As you understand the term McCarthyism, do you think President Obama or the FBI was engaged in such conduct?
I'm not going to try and characterize the tweets themselves. All I can tell you is we have no information that supports them.
Were you engaged in McCarthyism, Director Comey?
Try very hard not to engage in any isms of any kind, including McCarthyism.
Sometimes they need a light moment, and so there was that one between Schiff and Comey. Lana Zak joins us now, Capitol Hill correspondent for ABC News. Lana, it's John Williams, and you're on WGN. How are you?
I'm great, John. What a busy day we have been having here at the Capitol. And so many lawmakers were very interested in hearing from James Comey, the director of the FBI. You know, the topic of this hearing was really supposed to be about those Russian connections, those allegations of Russian interference in the U.S. election. And that played a part of it. But it was so interesting, especially in that section that you just played, how it seemed for Republicans and Democrats almost like there were two different hearings. For Democrats, they really wanted once and for all for it to go on the record that the president was not presenting truthful information when he sent out those tweets about President Obama engaging in illegal wiretapping. And we've already heard that now from half a dozen Republicans, as well as basically every Democrat. So to hear it from the FBI director himself, that was a very important moment for Democrats. But for Republicans, they really, particularly Trey Gowdy, who's best known for his involvement in chairing those Benghazi hearings, he really wanted to go into what the president was tweeting about this morning, which were the legality of those leaks, saying that that for that information to have gotten out that got General Flynn fired as his position of national security advisor, that it was less important to him, it seemed, the content of what we learned from those leaks than the leaks themselves.
And the president's been tweeting that, and who wouldn't argue that that's not critical? I mean, Comey said as much. That's 10 years in jail, and it should be. He said this is a terrible thing if that's proven to be true. I'm a little confused, though, and I'm glad you're speaking to this, because you really do have two things here, don't you? Did, in fact, Barack Obama tap Donald Trump's lines? And then did the Russians hack the U.S. election? Is this investigation looking into both of those sorts of things?
Well, what we learned for the very first time, and usually, as I know you know, John, but maybe all listeners don't know, that it is not the procedure of the FBI to ever confirm an investigation that is going on. They don't like to talk about it. They feel like it compromises the integrity of that investigation. So it is a big headline today that he confirmed that there is, in fact, an active investigation going on now into any potential ties between the Trump administration and his team and the Russian government in terms of trying to sway the election. Comey said that it was obvious from their intelligence that Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, hated Hillary Clinton, wanted to make sure that Secretary Clinton lost. He wouldn't go so far as to say that he was necessarily a proponent of the president, President Trump, but that he really did not like Hillary Clinton and that his efforts were focused on trying to undermine her administration.
Right.
Another thing that he said was that the Russians believed that Hillary Clinton was also going to win that election. So they were trying to sow discord in her in what they thought was going to be her administration.
That was a funny part of the conversation because the Republicans on the panel were trying to make the point that doesn't mean that Trump and Putin like each other. That simply means, so what does that mean? If the Russians are working to defeat Hillary Clinton, does that mean the Russians like Donald Trump? And then we say, aha, see, I told you they were in cahoots.
And that's exactly right, John. That was and Republicans also wanted to make sure that it was also on the record, absolutely clear, that when we're talking about Russian interference in the election, it didn't mean that the Russians were hacking into the voting machines, changing tallies, that they did anything that changed the votes that were cast as they were cast, but that the allegation is, in fact, that they interfered in a PR sort of way that caused people to distrust Hillary Clinton and her administration in an attempt to undermine her.
But I want to go back to that point, too. That is, I think it's a fair point to remind ourselves of, just because the Russians may have hacked the election and that may have aided Donald Trump, it doesn't mean that there's a link between Trump and the Russians or even that the Russians like Trump. It simply means if their first objective is no Hillary Clinton, then they'll support anybody. Zippy the squirrel gets their help. But in this case, it happens to be Donald Trump. But that doesn't mean that Trump and the Russians were colluding. It simply means they wanted anybody but Donald.
And I think that's why when the FBI director was asked if Vladimir Putin was supporting Donald Trump's candidacy for president, that Comey declined to answer that part of it.
Yeah.
Instead phrasing it specifically as as you're pointing out, that he disliked Hillary Clinton. He had interacted with her previously in her role as Secretary of State. He did not care for her, and he wanted to undermine her.
It was an interesting way to put it, too. They described it as a basketball game. Everybody's got their brackets. And he said, if you have a team, then you are going to root against the other team. It doesn't mean that you, like or dislike one team or another, but simply that you, I guess it does, but it doesn't mean you like that one team. It's just you want this first team to lose. And now that other team is your favorite team because they might beat them.
And a lot of time was spent discussing sports for that analogy. And I think that's exactly how the FBI director wanted to draw that line. That said, it doesn't make it any less. Let me put it as technically as Comey did, but it doesn't make it just because you like the business interest, which is one of the things that came up, just because you like the candidate Trump's position on the Ukraine, on Russian oil, some of those other things, doesn't mean that there was actual collusion. But he wouldn't go into any details of the investigation. So Democrats are still sort of salivating to see what other smoking guns may or may not be there. And given that this was a public forum, given that this was really highly unusual in many ways to have this sort of discussion open to the media, that there are other parts of this investigation that the FBI director said he would be happy to discuss with those members of Congress privately in a secret or classified setting.
Capitol Hill correspondent for ABC, Lana Zak, is on the line. So the headlines today are that, yes, they did admit that there is an investigation going on between the hack. I think we all knew that. And also that there is no evidence to support that Barack Obama tapped Donald Trump. Is there an investigation per se into that, though?
It sounded like he had already drawn the conclusions. He said that both from the perspective of the FBI and the Justice Department, and in his position of authority, not only was it unlikely that it could have happened, but that the President Obama did not have the authority to make that happen. And he doesn't need to do a full investigation. He knows, as the director of the FBI, whether or not his department was involved in an illegal wiretap of Trump Tower. And so he sort of definitively said outright that didn't happen.
But he's not supposed to say if there was a FISA investigation, right?
No, and he would not answer any questions about that. He wouldn't answer any questions about whether or not President Obama had asked and been denied a request to surveil Trump Tower or any of President Trump's associates. So, and he said, please don't read anything into
right.
what I will or will not say on that subject, because I am not going to answer any questions and give you any indication on that, because it's not for the public realm.
And I'm not speaking now about the possible Russian hack of the U.S. election, that is literally hacking into the Democratic National Committee and the RNC, for that matter. I mean, they were hacked as well, so maybe they were covering their bases, but they were talking about whether or not there was an investigation into the Barack Obama campaign or the president ordering a tap of Donald Trump. And many, many times he would say, I'm not even going to answer that, because if I say yes or no in some instances, then you'll begin to infer things that we just don't want you to infer. We're not going to go down that road with you guys. So the president was then tweeting this morning at 5:35 a.m. He tweeted the following. James Clapper and others stated that there is no evidence POTUS colluded with Russia. This story is fake news and everyone knows it. So that's him denying that the Russians helped the Republicans, right?
Well, you know, part of what has actually worked for President Trump has been to have this be a very muddy a muddy bit of water.
Yeah.
And so I think you're not alone in trying to understand what exactly the president is saying in that, because there are so many things in there.
Well, let me just insert a second tweet after that. 14 minutes later at 5:49 a.m., the president tweeted, "The Democrats made up and pushed the Russian story as an excuse for running a terrible campaign. Big advantage in electoral college and lost." But that's not what James Comey is saying. He said, no, there's sufficient reason to launch a full-scale investigation of this. He doesn't see that as just a lie by Hillary Clinton's people.
That's right. And that's, I think, part of what gets lost as we're talking about whether or not President Obama was involved in wiretapping Trump Towers or how this information was leaked, and whether or not James Clapper or the former attorney general or the former acting attorney general or any of the number of people that Senator Trey Gowdy listed during this hearing today were the people behind that. Fundamentally, what Comey was trying to communicate was that that Russia is an adversary of the United States. They would like to see the United States be weakened. They would like to see the administration be weakened, and that their objective, first and foremost, was to sow discord and distrust in our democratic systems. And on that front, it seems like even us having this conversation right now, John, indicates that they were successful in doing that.
Lana, I've got some really good questions from some listeners. Will you take a couple of quick questions from our audience?
Yes.
Okay. Stay right there. It's 2:21. We'll do that next on WGN.
Third, the president stated, "I bet a good lawyer could make a great case out of the fact that President Obama was tapping my phones in October just prior to the election." Director Comey, you're a good lawyer. Can you make out a great case that President Obama wiretapped Mr. Trump's phones just prior to the election, in light of the fact you have said there's no evidence of that?
All I can say is what I said before, that we don't have any information that supports those tweets.
which is kind of how he answered almost everything. Lana Zak is a Capitol Hill correspondent for ABC. She's joining us on WGN. This is John Williams. Lana, we'll pick up a couple of phone lines unless you have something to say to that exchange right there.
No, let's get right to the questions.
We'll start with Joe. You're on WGN. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the air.
Hi, John. Hi. I just had a question about the issue that Donald Trump, obviously has been proven that he didn't get tapped by Obama. And the consensus is that he said it to divert attention from the Russian issue. Now, if they've proven or if they prove that he did, in fact, lie about it, what do they do to the president?
What are the repercussions for him? That's an interesting question. Do we know?
Well, you know, we were waiting to see how far the FBI director would go, whether he would say that the record needed to be corrected. In terms of actual sanctioning the president for those tweets, the White House has been sort of trying to make a case that the president was describing wiretapping more generally, because two of those four tweets had quotation marks around wiretap and wiretapping, indicating that it meant surveillance more generally. And so it's unlikely two things. One, it's unlikely that the president is going to face any negative repercussions for that in any formal sense, and it's also unlikely that the White House is going to formally apologize or back off of that statement.
He puts quotes around a lot of things, and it makes no sense when he does. There's no rhyme or reason to it. I think the quotes just fell into this. He sometimes uses it for emphasis, and sometimes it actually works against the content, grammatically speaking, of what he's trying to do. Here's my opinion about it. Thanks for asking, Lana. If anybody thinks that he broke the law or there should be some then penalty for the president, this whole thing is a waste of time. Let's go ahead and have these hearings, figure this thing out, but then let's not further waste everybody else's time by trying to punish the president. You know what I mean? Let's just move past this as quickly as we can. Let's pick up a phone line then with Barbara on line two. Hey, Barbara, you're on the air. What do you want to say?
I don't remember the right acronym for it, but this morning on the news, Senator Paul said that two of these special investigations that have to go in front of a special judiciary board had been initiated by the Obama administration. One was denied, and the other, he didn't know if it was still in process or not. Do you know anything about it? And I'm sorry, I want to say that they're called FISLs.
FISA, F-I-S-A. Yeah. Lana, do you know what she's talking about there?
Sorry, I wasn't sure I fully understood the question. Could you say that again?
Well, Comey has said that no FISAs would not respond to the question about FISAs, but Senator Paul, on this morning's news, said that two of those had been submitted and one was denied and he didn't know the status of the other.
Right, but that sounds to me like some of that right-wing reporting where people are reporting on the reporting that there were these FISA petitions that were denied. But I don't know that we understand. I don't know that anybody is acknowledging that, in fact, that's what happened, Lana. They did address
right.
that and said they can't talk about it.
Right. That's exactly right, John. The caller is absolutely right that there is a lot of things being alleged right now and by people in positions of authority, and a lot of times they're not saying where they're getting this information from. The person who could speak most to that with the most authority was the FBI Director James Comey today, and he said he would not allow his department to comment on whether or not any of those requests were in fact.
I wonder if the president is sitting there going, hokey smokes, look what I started. It was just me, you know, playing on my Twitter thing, saying crazy stuff. And now we've got a full-scale investigation, and this thing isn't slowing down. I wonder if he had any idea the magnitude of what he was about to launch when he did that.
I think sometimes those tweets go out. It's something that he saw on television and or on the internet, and he's immediately responding to it. And it's always sort of led to an interesting bit of theater between the White House as they then try and interpret the president's remarks in a way that is palpable to the rest of America.
I'm keeping you longer than I'm supposed to. Lana, I'll let you run. Thank you so much for your time and expertise.
So great to talk to you, John.
Lana Zack is the Capitol Hill reporter for ABC. I know that Ann wanted to know if the president could be sued for defamation. I think that was your question, Ann, and I don't know the answer to that. I'm guessing not. I'm guessing that President Obama is too famous and President Trump has too much, by virtue of his position, has the ability to do things the rest of us don't. I'll bet you there's not going to be a defamation suit. But I'm not 100% sure about that. It's 2:30. I know the news is next on WGN.